Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. Alicia Keys is performing at Seattle's Climate Pledge Arena on Sunday, July 30th. Contributor Mia Imani shares a little bit of Alicia Keys' personal story and discography and shares her own memories set to the key of Alicia.
I learned how to pursue a crush from Alicia Keys. Remember the You Don't Know My Name music video when she calls Mos Def? I really thought finding love was as simple as working at a diner, making hot cocoa with milk and cream, and being forward, even though that's not what society used to teach girls.
My manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, because I think you're kind of sweet.
Whether it's the lyrics, melodies, or piano riffs, Alicia Keys has been unlocking moments for us all. Songs like Jill Scott make your heart smile. The weather might be cloudy with a chance of tears when Like You'll Never See Me Again comes on. Alicia ushered in a new era of neo-soul that took the foundations of Erykah Badu, India Arie, and Jill Scott to a different terrain. But it isn't the typical Cinderella story where the artist goes from rags to riches. Alicia didn't need to be saved by Prince Charming. She put in the work. Raised in the inferno of New York's Hell's Kitchen, where crime, drugs, and violence were the norm, she learned to shield herself from the daily dangers. She started to wear gender-neutral clothing and began rocking the cornrows we know her for today. Even in the sea of chaos, she stayed centered. Her mother worked three jobs to create a safe haven in their one-bedroom apartment. She supported Alicia in following her passion, her North Star, music. This environment would eventually prepare her for the equally violent music industry that was right around the corner. She just needed a catalyst. By 7, she was already taking piano lessons for 6 hours a day. When she was 10, she was gifted an old upright piano from a neighbor who was moving. This allowed her to start her journey. And by 12, she was a classically trained pianist and composer. And by 15, she was signed to Columbia Records. Funny enough, she was on track to go to Columbia University when she was 16, but decided to pursue music full-time.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame.
Like an Aquarius, the piano prodigy found success in her dedication to her craft and honoring her own uniqueness. She became a bridge mixing classical, jazz, R&B, and hip-hop to curate her own sound, though it didn't just stop with the music. It really is who she is. She gives off the energy of being no-nonsense. That's the New Yorker in her, while also being soft and vulnerable. That looks like wearing no makeup or wearing one's heart on their sleeve. Either way, she continues to follow her truth and wants us to search for our own.
Truth without love is just a lie.
Alicia's music and style has grown along with me. When I was younger, it was all about bubblegum romance, like what you hear in her 2007 song, Teenage Love Affair.
To get home, baby, dial your number. Can you pick up the phone? 'Cause I wanna have a daydream about you all day in school. Can't concentrate.
But when I got older, that idea of love melted, and clarity came with scars and the need to reclaim one's agency, space, and time. That feeling is present in her 2020 track, Wasted Energy.
Too many times you turned a blind eye to the way I feel. Oh, you're the reason why I'm numb.
Anytime I need to return to who I am, I know that Alicia's music will get me there. She makes songs that are the catalyst for change, growth, and healing. And yes, many of them are about love, like her hit record Fallen off her debut album, or Skydive on her latest album.
If we go high, we can skydive. Up in the sky, I'm there alive. On you and I. Whoa, hey.
But this isn't just about loving another person. It's also about accepting your imperfections, fears, anxieties, and really tending to and healing your own wounds. Songs like Girl Can't Be Herself were crucial not just for me, but for all women who are tired of the pressure to look, dress, or act a certain way.
In the morning from the minute that I wake up, what if I don't wanna put on all that makeup? Who says I must conceal what I'm made of? Maybe all this Maybelline is covering my self-esteem.
Alicia has been herself since day one, and her commitment to existing and her truth has been a North Star for me. She's still getting her hair braided and rocking Tim's as effortlessly as it is for her to put on a designer gown. Alicia Keys' latest album unlocks different elements of her. It's a double album where part one are all of her original songs, and then part two are all of the hip-hop remixes by Mike Will Made It. They are titled The Unlocked Versions. For example, here's the original version of the song Best of Me.
Do you understand?
And here's the unlocked version.
We gotta rock forever, forever.
Nearly 30 years since Alicia Keys first entered the music industry as a teenager. To have such a long-spanning career and being relevant for this long means a lot, especially in the current TikTok era of quick, mini-hits, and riffs. Alicia is here for the long game. She's a musician's musician, and we truly need her. For KXP, I'm Mia Amani.
That was Sound and Vision. Before we go, please help spread the word about the show. Subscribe to this podcast, rate it, review it, tell a friend about it, share an episode with a friend. Those little things go a really long way. And as a publicly funded station, we also encourage you to help with a financial gift. Just one-time $20 donation would go a long way to help support this show and do what we do. You can give online at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.